In the beginning, the Bible tells us that God created everything to be good. Out of nothing, God formed the waters and the dry land. God brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seeds, trees bearing fruit. God brought forth living creatures of every kind, and God saw that they were good. Then God created humankind. In the image of God, in the image of God's love, God created them. And God said, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over every living thing." And God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good, in the image of God's perfect love. Now, fast forward several years to today, and what you and I see and experience as God's world around us almost seems like an opposite picture of what the book of Genesis tells us of God's created order. As a matter of fact, we sometimes see and experience quite a contrast even within ourselves. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23 reminds us, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And of course, the Bible defines sin as that which separates us away from God's love. And that which carries us away, we call temptation. Now, basically, being a saved Christian means that we strive in our faith to choose to live a life freed from the power that sin can have over us. Without Jesus in our life, we are a slave to sin. But faith applied to God's salvation in Christ sets us free from the power that sin can have over us. As Galatians chapter 5, verse 24 informs us, "And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature together with its passions and appetites." Now, in the sixth petition of the Lord's Prayer, we ask God to lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And when we pray this petition, are we simply asking God to not carry us into being tempted into sin, and then seeking God's deliverance afterwards? Of course not. When we pray this petition, we are asking God to come alongside of us, to protect us and lead us away from temptation as we confront the inevitable evil and temptation of sin that just seems to always permeate our human existence. And by speaking out this petition of faith, instead of being lured into sin, we choose instead to align ourselves with God's forgiveness and grace. And God gives us the strength to overcome our temptations, which otherwise we cannot simply do on our own. We may be able to quit cold turkey, but we certainly will not be redeemed of it. Now, God may test us in order to grow our faith. But God will never tempt us into sin. As James chapter 1, verse 13 reminds us, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But here is the amazing thing. The closer we get to God, the more active we allow the Holy Spirit to move in our hearts, the more sin becomes revealed within us. It's just a part of who we are. And God accepts us for who we are. And God forgives us in the power of God's created order of goodness. God forgives us for who we can become in his image of love. And to believe that God may lead us into temptation, into the things that may harm or even destroy us, certainly contradicts who God is revealed to us by the person of Jesus Christ. Which leads us to our gospel reading this morning. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, and he remained there for what seemed like the Bible defines as a long period of time, 40 days. But it was there in the wilderness where Jesus became closer to God the Father. Now, Jesus could have had all of the personal, economic, and political power he could have ever wanted if he gave in to Satan's temptations. Yet one by one, Jesus rejected them. And we could say something like, well, yes, of course. Should we expect anything less of Jesus? But that's not the reason for why this incident was recorded. The reason for why is because Jesus shows us the way, the truth, the life to live in a rightful, created purpose of God's image of love. And with God's help, we can overcome our temptations through Christ. God in Jesus subjected himself to evil for our sake. And he overcame evil for our sake. Just as Jesus said in John's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 13, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. There is power when we offer our faith to Jesus over our temptations. In the name of Jesus, Satan will flee. Yet because we live in a fallen world, we cannot avoid temptations or evil. But if we open ourselves to the power of God's love, living in the light of the Holy Spirit, even in the wilderness areas of our life, we can overcome temptations with God's help. It may take us 12 steps, but we can accomplish this. And God gives us his dominion over everything in this world. So we have the ability to choose to co-create with God in the image of God's goodness of love. And we are held accountable for the harvest we produce and share with others. The seeds of faith that we sow become nourished through God's redeeming grace. That's the only way. And just like of a seed we were to purchase at the store, it can remain dormant if it is not nurtured and cared for and planted in the ground. Our faith can be no different. Maybe you might not want to plant your faith in the ground. I don't know if that analogy carries. But our faith is the same. Our faith has to be nurtured so it can grow. And from our first Old Testament reading from the book of Deuteronomy, Moses was ushering in this vision of faith for the offering of the first fruits of the harvest. And this was done as a thank offering to do this in remembrance of God's gift of salvation. God's gift we now embrace in Jesus Christ. And Moses instructed the ancient Israelites to offer a sacrifice that was taken from the tithes of their first fruits. And Moses said in verse 11, celebrate with all the bounty, not just parts of it, but all the bounty that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house. God gives us everything. And this is a great witness for reminding us of God's gift of dominion that we possess in this world, in the image of God's love. And we give back to God proportionately from the best of what God gives to us. Why? Because each of us are given seeds of faith, seeds that can produce a bountiful harvest in this world. And we are given the freedom of domination to choose how we use our seeds of faith. Seeds of love produce a harvest of love. Seeds of forgiveness produce a harvest of forgiveness. Seeds of abundance produce a bountiful harvest. Speaking of bountiful harvest, I want to thank those of you who gave abundantly last week to get our projectors back up and running again. But think about this. A dormant seed produces scarcity. And scarcity cannot be blessed with God's abundance. If we only plant seeds of bitterness and anger, we produce the same. And God has given us the freedom of choice. And our accountability is answerable to God. Because ultimately, everything in this world, including ourselves, belong to God. So God is counting on us. And there is power in our faith. Power to choose how we can live in this world to the goodness God created it to be, in the image of God's love. And our seeds of faith become our eternal destiny. And as we always celebrate the best of God's first fruits of thankfulness and love that God gives to us. What kind of seeds have you been sowing lately? We reap what we sow. And God wants to bless and multiply our harvest. So during the season of Lent, let's turn more towards God versus away from Him. And know this very minute, God's love is very near you. His word is on your lips and in your heart. And this is the word of God's image of goodness and love, who is perhaps speaking to your heart this very minute. Let's turn to him and live. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen.